Yeah. Kickerverse Music Group. Precise Politics. J Love. Star Saxon, what up? DubCNN.com.
Ain't none of y'all better. What y'all
you
know about
it?
Putting my work on the block. Ain't none of y'all better.
None of y'all better.
Let you know it's all real.
Is it real?
Yeah. None of y'all better.
Yeah, let's get it poppin'. The number one podcast for anything that's rockin'. Microphone masters, daddy, your only option. Sports talk, politics, the new joints droppin'. J-Love and Star Saxon choppin' it up. Kick a verse, collab, precise politics. I stay in the lab, a similar to flex, droppin' the bomb. Write that murder for the dub, CNN.com. I'm the wisdom that'll help your man spot the undercovers. The block that supplies and feeds you and your brothers. The hunger that'll take your hustle to another level. The courage under fire while you lettin' off the metal. The shine in your bezel when you recognize your worth. The instinct to pop off first. I'm the truth in your lies. The feeling that you other podcasts despise. After you analyze and start to realize,
ain't none of y'all better. What y'all know about
putting my work on the block?
Ain't none of y'all better.
Let you know it's all real.
Is it real?
Yes.
Ain't none of y'all better. What y'all know about
putting my work on the block?
Ain't none of y'all better.
You are listening to Microphone Masters on DubCNN.com. I am Jay Levin. With me, as always, is my man, the intelligent, the never-to-be-duplicated, Star Saxon. What's good, man?
Got your question, Jay?
Yes, sir.
What's the definition, the colloquial definition of insanity?
Doing the same thing over and over again, expecting a different outcome.
Hey, can you do me a favor? Fly out to Pittsburgh and ask Coach Mike Tomlin to define insanity. There was this moment that happened on the first Tom Brady touchdown where I just looked at the game and I was like, wait, now why do I have this fucking Steelers jersey on? Why do I have the Steelers hat on? Why am I drinking this beer like it's about to be a celebration in a competitive game? It's about to be the exact same fucking thing I've seen time and time and time again. Tom Brady goes up and down the field against our zone.
Yeah.
Somebody who's a critical player to our Steelers offense is going to get hurt to make our offense one-dimensional, which means Ben Roethlisberger is going to have to fucking cowboy the shit up again. And then Le'Veon Bell got hurt. There you go. So it was Ben Roethlisberger throwing to a double cover, Antonio Brown, and a bunch of people getting paid NFL money to play the wide receiver position who can't catch. I've seen this
yeah,
shit
they
before,
did him,
man.
They gave him no help. No help at all.
None, dude. None, dude. All you got to do is just run in a straight line and then just go in a 90-degree angle in a multitude of directions. And then just catch the ball and it's thrown to you. Take the hit, get up, repeat process. And they just drop the ball. They don't run through the fucking route. Alligator arms. However you can figure out a way to fucking make this dude, Ben Roethlisberger, think about early retirement and raising this goddamn kid. They did it in that game, man.
Yeah. I didn't know that Le'Veon Bell was tweaked going in. Was he tweaked going in or did he get hurt in the game?
Nah, he got hurt the week of practice leading into the game.
Okay.
I don't know if they're required to put that shit on the injury report. I mean, there's a lot of flack coming out of Seattle about what degree do you disclose the level of injury your player has. But, nah, man, he got hurt the week leading up to the game and then went in there, thought he could go, made two cuts, and he just went out quietly, dude. I mean, I got text like, is he hurt? I didn't see the hit. And I was like, nah, man, that's a hamstring, man. That's 6 weeks right there, dude. That's six fucking weeks. So,
yeah, man,
my chain got snatched by Brady again. And the part that hurt the most to conclude, I actually fucking thought this time was going to be different. And it's the same thing every fucking time. Artie Burns can't tackle. We fall for the stupid ass high school fucking flicker. It's just embarrassing at this point, dude. It's just embarrassing.
Yeah, Brady is on that Debo mode with you for sure. We got a great episode coming up for you. Chopped it up with Swifty McVay of D12 fame, so that's a cool conversation. Interesting gentleman. So we're going to bring that to you, two-part conversation. And then, of course, we are going to hear Star Saxon and his wonderful last words. So we're going to get into a few songs. We have Royce da 5'9", Shine, Black Talent, Audio Dope, Al Styles, Noetic, 365. So we got Royce da 5'9", Black Talent, Al Styles, Noetic. You are listening to my
no matter anywhere you go, shining your light on the world.
Zaga.
Don't let the money make you thirsty. Don't even let it be a goal. Just let it come and keep on working. out here. I'd rather die to live while I fear. I know I got to be down, hit the ear to shine my light on them hoes.
Saga.
Hardest nigga out here. I'd rather starve than live while I fear.
Ooh,
I feel like God set me down, hit the ear to shine my light on them hoes.
Lost in the whirlwind, me and my girlfriend, me bless you. You know they say if you fucked her and she didn't come and you came and she fucked you, we squeeze first. Nigga, these ain't rebut tools. These streets we burst, we dump till he jump brooms like these numb shoes. In the D where dreams come true. This is the story of a man who's trying to break his doubts down like his cases count. Obsessive compulsive counting dope, making sure all the numbers on the inside and all the faces out. Lawyers on retainer like they braces out. Say my name wrong, I make you taste your mouth. Money come, money go, get it but don't splurge it. Your boys greed and whores needs got their own purpose. It's more than four speeds on that Porsche Turbo. It's sitting on 4G's like my phone service. I'm out here trapping with this here sincere rapping, dear assassin. You can't kill a signed and sealed classic. Gazelles and Bill blasted, snakeskin troops, reptile enemies X'd out is what make men true. I'm blacking just like Jamaicans do. I'm running alongside your coupe, tapping guns upon your wraith window like oxen belly. Got more Glocks and cellies than New York got blocks and delis. Cops and boxes of rallies, the doors ajar, exposing my Maserati's guts, and that's what got you jelly. The car I'm driving got a pot belly. Saga. I'm out here trapping with this here sincere rapping. I've been shooting straight since 2-inch tape. This for real classic. And getting money was never part of my goals. It just came along with me shining my light on them hoes. I've been out here trapping with this here sincere rap for 15 years. I ain't leaving here without a classic. I get money, money dough. All I came to do is shine my light on them hoes. Hip-hop is my house, watch these philosophies win. Around artists I stand out like I lock my keys in. I forgot my goal at 23 was make a classic. Walk away like Tiger with my 9-iron to take the masters. They say that you get what you ask for. Well, I ask to be left alone with my pen, pad, and passport. This ain't no rag to rich brag shit. In fact, it's more close to being a rich to rag story. The fabric I'm cut from's the most genuine article mankind offers. I'm like an underground landmine talking for Storch Hammer and Antoine Walker. You boys a tampon in every store. I'm anti-corporate, highest exalted. Call me commercial, I'm highly insulted. This is Royce the 5'9", mind, body, and soul shit. All I have on this fucking globe is my shoddy and flow. I'd rather let the corner outline my body in chalk than let the fans order me round the clock or buy me in bulk. Saga. I'm out here trapping with this here sincere rapping. I've been shooting straight since 2-inch tape. This for real classic. And getting money was never part of my goals. It just came along with me shining my light on them hoes. I've been out here trapping with this here sincere rap for 15 years. I ain't leaving here without a classic. I get money, money dough. All I came to do is shine my light on them hoes. We move in silence, y'all ain't hearing us coming. I was sent by God to provide that imperial sunnage. Y'all assembly line of rhymers really don't want it. I eat you for breakfast, one by one I got y'all serial numbers. I'm about to send a tweet out to my nigga Styles, telling me got the juice now. Call my OG Scarface, talk some boxing with him, perhaps these new clowns. Politic perhaps by the new him and Royce track. I'm feeling like D to the O to the seat when he got his voice back. Ha, I'm feeling like Cuban, a fresh El Camino, rolling Kilo G through Detroit's back. Streets waving to all my people, I'm feeling more at home than Reese Taylor. This what memories are made of. I remember each grudge, each favor, each lie, each judge, each bailiff, each job, cheap labor, each neighbor, each caper, each mosque, each church, each pastor, pew and casket, each future bastard, double dutching through the madness, singing.
Just shine your light on the world. Say shine your light on the world. No matter anywhere you go, keep shining your light on the world. Don't let the money make you thirsty. Don't even let it be a goal. Just let it come and keep on working. And shine your light on them hoes. Cause I'm the hardest nigga out here. I'd rather die to live while I fear. I know I got to be down, hit the ear to shine my light on them hoes.
Saga.
Hardest nigga out here.
Cardiac arrest, the words seep in your bloodstream like a virus. Take over your thoughts out of control at your highest. I'm over here doing just whatever I like. These other goons are barely getting permission to fight. The subtle type, the cuts ignite, don't trouble your life. Officially, I'm just a vision of night. It's the spits that I write. They got citizens being gorillas swinging fists like a knife. The clean, crisp aroma of the beast and the might. It's like they can taste the rays in my taste display. Blood in the water in a shark tank displaced. Take it and break the place. The words and the beat give you the urge, it's elite. It's an audiovisual inebriation. It turns feats of patience into heats of flagrants. The beast of fragrance that sweeps the nation.
I ain't never pushed an ounce, I ain't never moved a rock, I ain't never sold a brick, but I
moved that fly.
Got quotes and drolls and bundles of flows.
Call it beast mode,
what you flow?
Slinging audio dough.
I ain't never pushed an ounce, I ain't never moved a rock, I ain't never sold a brick, but I
moved that fly.
Got quotes and drolls and bundles of flows.
Call it beast mode,
what you flow?
Slinging audio dough.
The headphone jack is the needle. Stick it in, you ready for that overwhelming hit of adrenaline. Come you like Ritalin or hype you like uppers. I got your head spinning in a typhoon just from one verse. Consumed by one, try your hook for life. Carve my name in your skin whenever the records spin. My clan of wordsmiths work with words just to see these nerds turn into vagrant vermin. Pages turning rapidly, no words read. Skin blotchy, hair falling off from the words I said. My song exactly like flame to crack pipe. Coke and hundos, I flow in bundles. In Ziploc, rolled up, stowed in gym bags. Malverde melodies, poems in zigzag. Drug sniffing dark, smell my bars and bar. Audio dope, spit on corners after dark.
I ain't never pushed an ounce, I ain't never moved a rock, I ain't never sold a brick, but I
moved that fly.
Got quotes and drolls and bundles of flows.
Call it beast mode,
what you flow?
Slinging audio dope.
I ain't never pushed an ounce, I ain't never moved a rock, I ain't never sold a brick, but I
moved that fly.
Got quotes and drolls and bundles of flows.
Call it beast mode,
what you flow?
Slinging audio dope. Glove compartment, baggies of that white shit. Gave it up to be a father, that real life shit. Today I know dudes to make a living off blow. Had to tell myself that's not a route that I wanna go. I flow, I rap, walk out, greet the crowd, take control. In fact, I got them shaking, I got them foaming at the mouth. It's like they're popping E when the omen's in the house. I just simply get them high off the voice. Got straight edge chicks saying I'm their drug of choice. Music leaves no tracks and no nosebleeds. Integrity rap, support my kids with the proceeds. Used to sell a high that provided me with fresh shit, but I'd rather see you vibe to music you connect with. Left an industry fueled by apathy and greed. Blaze Brett and I, that high that you need.
I ain't never pushed an ounce, I ain't never moved a rock, I ain't never sold a brick, but I
moved that fly.
Got quotes and drolls and bundles of flows.
Call it beast mode,
what you flow?
Slinging audio dope.
I ain't never pushed an ounce, I ain't never moved a rock, I ain't never sold a brick, but I
moved that fly.
Got quotes and drolls and bundles of flows.
Call it beast mode,
what you flow?
Slinging audio dope.
We gon' shut this shit down. Like the power is shut off in this bitch. Al Styles the wedding. Green Sinatra. Day one. Shut this
I'ma
shit down.
Shut it down in this motherfucker.
Pulled up and everything is foreign. Shut shit down. Josh Norman or George Foreman. Got a bad busy and she came imported. Soup so clean, should've made the Forbes list. Look into the mirror like that man is gorgeous. Who am I? You know the name Al Stout. The golden child with the crown, lyrical torment. Everything spanking with champagne pouring. Big bank attack, little bank. A bag of the louder, the purple gray. Turn down nine, nigga, no we ain't. Full throttle, then maxed out. 365 on a cash route. 300 HP on a dash now. Louis 1-3 till we pass out. I'ma cash in into a cash cow. Ferragamo on the tags now. Louis V on her bags now. T Green and now Styles. Day one, yeah, that's my day ones. 4-5 tuck, niggas say some. XCVI the made ones. Cheers, my niggas, we done came up. Niggas blaze up, huh? Drop top, switching lanes, doing 90 on the block. Fuck the cops, and we setting shit down, make it hot. And I'm hot. 16 of the boys off top. 16 of the boys in the whip. And I'm talking about balls and I'm talking about shots.
This the type of flyness that we on, we on. You could take one look and see we on, we on. Taking more shots till we gone, we gone. 6 a.m. and we ain't going home.
roaming, you best to know that. Yeah, we spank, 365. Yeah, we spank, yeah, we bank, 365. Yeah, we bank, every day, all day. Get it how we get it, and it's all pay. If you get it like we get it, then say,
I'ma shut it down in this motherfucker.
Whoa, 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 yeah.
Shut it down like the cops raided, baited. We on that medicine. Ain't nobody gonna say shit. You say it, you better mean that shit. Everybody got a bankroll. Stakeholders get no attention from us. 12 months on the payroll. Year round, we on that business, homie. 365 days of getting paper. We love this shit. 6 in the morning, still going all out hard for this shit. Taking more shots, take a look and you can see it, nigga. Yeah, we on it. You probably wanna be us, nigga. Ball out, type of shots, nigga, here call out. 4 or 5 bras at the same time. Game time, fuck till you fall out. Fuck you niggas, just pay us. Fuck you hoes, just lay up. Yeah, we spank 365, we gettin' paid, nigga.
This the type of flyness that we on You could take one look and see we on Taking more shots till we gone 6 a.m. and we ain't going home. And you best to know that.
Yeah, we spank 365, yeah, we spank, yeah, we bank, yeah, we bank 365, yeah, we bank every day, all day. Get it how we get it, and it's all pay. If you get it like we get it, then say,
I'ma shut it down in this motherfucker.
Whoa, 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 yeah.
You are listening to Microphone Masters on DubCNN.com. I feel I have the best, you know, the best job, the best job in the world, because I get to talk with gentlemen who are talented in the field of hip hop, of which I, you know, I'm a fan of. I'm a fan of the hip hop culture, and today I get to chop it up with the one and only Swifty McVay of the legendary D12. How you doing, man?
Man, everything is good, my brother. Thanks for having me. Thanks for having me, for sure.
Yeah, for sure, man, for sure. So we're going to talk about, we're going to try to, you know, go all across the spectrum and everything, man. But first I want to talk about some of the new music that you've been putting out. And I know you have a project coming out, but I came across the You Ain't Real that has obviously you, and it features Crooked Eye and I believe Maestro on it as well. As your, this new project that you're recording, what's, you know, talk about in this world of mumble rap and all this kind of stuff is going on, how do you find your niche and find your lane and with this project that you're about to unleash on the world?
Well, you know, sometimes you know, I might get into the zone of reaching back to the essence. You know, like I came up off of lyricism, man, and you know, the forefathers of hip-hop brought forth rap with substance, metaphors, similes, you know, wordplay. That was the type of style that I grew up on, man. Once I heard that type of style, I ran with it. So whenever I need to get inspired, sometimes I reach back and listen to people from the 90s to bring that essence back that I once had growing up, you know, because before I was able to find myself in the culture lyrically, I listened to these cats, and these cats inspired me to want to write, you know what I'm saying? And then I found myself, and I stayed true to myself, and with all this stuff going on, man, you got to reach back to the forefathers, man, to bring that essence back and stay surrounded by MCs who's tore from the same cloth. So I try to surround myself around the same MCs who believes in the same thing that I believe in, as far as that lyrical essence that we came up on. And I listen to people you know, from the 90s, basically. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Once it got to the 2000s, there was a lot of lyrical MCs that came out in that era too, but it slowly started transitioning. So I could say from 2006, 2005 on up, you know, I tend to reach back and listen to artists from them eras.
Okay. I like that. We're with Swifty McVay. So the name of the project is called Gray Blood, correct?
Yep, Gray Blood.
I like the title. Tell me, just the name. I'm curious. So when you're, what's behind the title, and the, you know, what are some of the songs, the themes, and all that on the project?
Okay, well, the title comes about. First of all, I say all the time, gray is my favorite color. You know, I'm a person who grew up believing that anything with gray was, you know, it was a good combination. I don't care what color you put with gray, it'll always come out dope. You know, that's the personal side of it. But then I also incorporated, you know, gray as far as it being gray areas inside of my life that a lot of my fans who came up with me the last 16 years don't know about. You know, so I decided to use this album as a tool to let fans in as far as letting them know about things that happened to me when I was younger, stories about the come up and, you know, and what the stories that made me who I am. You know what I'm saying? So when I say gray blood, it's basically saying there's gray areas in my life that a lot of people don't know about that I'm willing to share with people on this album that I haven't really got to share with people on my other projects, you know. So I got a song on there that's actually talking about the story from me being young as a teenager until now. It's pretty much a life story on there. You know, I got a story on there that's touching on the things I used to do when I was younger. You know, the revenge of I want to go ahead and take revenge of the people who kind of played me and did this, that, and the third to me when I was younger. You know, so it's just pretty much touching on areas of my life. And a lot of people go listen to this album and say, okay, he's bringing the lyrical essence, but dang, I didn't know he went through that. Or I didn't know this went on or that went on. So they get to know me a little bit better on this album, personally.
I like that. So when you're, this is one of the things that my partner, Star Saxon, and I on Microphone Masters here, we often talk about that misconception that fans have when it comes to artists. So I would imagine with your, you know, with your association with, you know, obviously with being in D12 and then your association with M and all that, there, talk about when you speak of some of those gray areas. I would imagine I might be reaching here, but let me know where I'm right or where I'm wrong. That fans often think, oh, well, you, I saw you on this, so you must be well off and you must be set for life, or you must have these inroads and all these things. Talk about the perceptions versus the realities as you're an artist trying to really continue to make that road for yourself in the industry.
Yeah, because see, a lot of people always associate me with, you know, with D12 or me in the Eminem shadow. You know, usually when I get beats and cats, you know, usually they say, like they say to everybody in the group, well, you know, I'm gonna go ahead and get you a beat that's on that D12 type vibe. You know, so they always associate me with that flavor, but at the end of the day, they don't know that I'm my own person. You know what I'm saying? True. The same with Kanava, you know, with Kind Honest, he may be busy. He was one of the noticeable ones besides Pooh, but me and Kanava always had that stigma of, you know, people looking at us as this D12 flavor, but it was hard for them to separate us personally from what we bring to the group. See, you know, I was Swift. And then once I got into the group, I turned into Swifty McVay. Yep. That was my alter ego. So a lot of people know Swifty McVay, but don't know Swift. You know what I'm saying? So that's why I said, you know, it's just really, really time to just pretty much touch on, you know, the personalness so people can get an idea of why who I am and why I rap the way I rap. You know what I'm saying? Like that. So
yeah. Wonder if you could go, and sometimes when I'm going through my daily grind, I wonder what I would say in this, or I think about what I would say to myself in these instances. But if you could go back, let's say 10 years, you know, you've been in the game for over 16 years in terms of where, you know, being in that public eye, what would you tell yourself 10 years ago that in terms of, you know, the highs and the lows that you've experienced as an artist, some of the great things to expect, or maybe some of the things to be on the lookout for, if you could tell, if you could go back 10 years?
I would have told myself to, you know, to be a little bit more aggressive, you okay. know, aggressive in this game. And I'm saying that because, you know, this game is a real, real fickle game, man. And, you know, you in it to make relationships, and you in it to be cool and, you know, and say this, that, and the third. But at the same time, if you're not real, real aggressive, you know, the high powers that's out to get you can go ahead and, you know, mistaking that as for being weakness. And they'll, you know, pull one over on you, you know what I'm saying, business-wise. So, you know, I was in to make relationships and everything was cool and dandy. But 10 years from now, I would have, 10 years ago, I would have told myself, you know, be a little bit more aggressive. You know what I'm saying? You get things done a little bit more quicker, because this music game is pretty much built to be fickle. It's all fun. It's a dream. Right. I'm not being no dream killer to those who want to come up in the game, but it's a reality. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Let me stop you for a second. Let me take a. You mentioned something. I think it really stands out to me. So, when you're in the, oftentimes, and I used, you know, I spit a little bit, and for a while, and I obviously I didn't reach the level of acclaim and notoriety that you have, but in a group setting, oftentimes you have to acquiesce. You have to kind of, okay, you have to bend a little bit because you're trying to think of what is best for the group. Do you feel, you know, when you were going through that, did you do that a little more than you maybe should have in retrospect?
Of doing things that I felt that was best for the group.
Or, yeah, better for the group as opposed to being better for you, that maybe opportunities you may have passed on, or just whatever situations that may have come up.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Because, you know, I'm a team player, and, you know, you would always think about the brand first. You know, and me being a team player, I always thought about, you know, well, if it wasn't for, you know, this group, I wouldn't be able to have the lane to do what I need to do. So when opportunities came, you know, that was the first thing that came to my mind, is what was best for the group first. You know what I'm saying? Right. And that came before anything, because that was the platform that allowed me to be who I needed to be. You know what I'm saying? So you always go back to home first. And if, you know, people can't agree, and if it don't work out, then you stand out to say, okay, well, let me see what I can do to make this good for myself. To where there's a lot of groups out there who come up and they get to a certain level, they don't think about the group that brought them to this point. They just, you know, they're using that platform to see what's going on with them, and that's where a lot of groups break up, because they don't think about the brand. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah,
you know, I was the one that always thought about the brand first before anything, and if it didn't work out, because, you know, you're gonna have disagreements. Everybody not gonna be on one accord all the time. Then you step to the side and say, all right, well, let me see what I can do to make this good for myself.
Right. So we're looking at your website, SwiftyMcVeighD12.com, you know, you see the different projects that you've had, you know, over time, with Assassins, with Forest Fires, with Hell, you know, Hell to the Captain, and all those things. As you're going out and really establishing your, you know, just really staking your claim as a solo artist, how is that out there in this climate today? What are some of the great successes that you've had, and some of the challenges that you've had as you're out here continuing to make music and do your thing in this crazy world of hip hop?
Well, one good thing is, you know, I was blessed to come up with a group that you know, each of our albums, you know, went over four million sold, both albums. So that was a blessing right there. So I was able to utilize my fan base to, you know, and thank God I had a fan base that was able to accept me and accept my solo music, to where a lot of cats, they start from the ground up and they try to utilize the fan base from a solo artist perspective. But with me, I came up with a group, developed a fan base around the world, which was a blessing. And then the hard part, the hardships of it is, you know, when you don't have a machine behind you, you know, you got to do everything yourself. You know what I'm saying? And the prize at the end is much, much better, but the trying to get it together is much, much harder. So, you know, from having a machine behind you that represents my crew, to having to do things on my own solo wise as an independent CEO, see all the label, you know, it's night and day. You know what I'm saying? So I had to go through a little bit of, you know, pushing and hardships of trying to get myself at to the point where I needed to be independent wise. But thank goodness that I already had a fan base who rocked with me that made things a little bit more easier for me.
Silent Riot. I done took a nigga's life, and I'm not proud of it. I'll take yours if you're fucking with my budget. I'll do it again, I don't care if you my cousin. I'll shoot you again if you bleeding and still budging. You hide behind this hip-hop genre, thinking that this microphone's gonna make you a mobster. So you better wear your popper stopper, cause I got them things that'll tell you blocker, blocker. Some niggas gonna be real, some gonna be fake, some carry 9, some 38, some carry chrome revolvers just in case we gotta solve a problem. Some niggas gossip and snitch, some whining bitch, some smack their lips probably for sucking dick. But bitch made niggas that got bitch ways, wonder from which way my switchblade's coming. These niggas today wanna smile in your face, plotting to take your life cause they wanna take your place. But no matter what shape, color, or size, I got bullets that fly faster than all you guys. So you should stop looking at me cross-eyed before I reach by my thigh and pull out a surprise. Pull up on the side of your ride, you and your guy drive through pop pies and pop pop you bye-bye. You ain't real, you don't kill, you ain't got them dollar bills. You just a lame trying to maintain in this hip-hop game. You ain't real. Yo, nigga, you don't kill. You ain't got them dollar bills. You just a lame trying to maintain in this hip-hop game. Yeah,
I fuck you up, that's what I do. I'm ill enough to kill a nigga without spilling the gun residue. Fat genitals, cat pillin', you snatch your general, hospital him. Bullets start riddling through funeral drywall. Hit him in the middle of his temple. Cyclops a nigga for trying to eyeball. I got a pistol big enough to send your body on the other side of the lobby fast as Nightcrawler. I'll ignite and strike harder, stinging them all like alcohol in the hands of a tight barber. D12 and Slaughter, Yellow Wolf and Marshall. That lyrical bubonic plague to any artist. We shady, gangrene and all of imposters. Get your ass shot like strippers. Metamorphosis nigga, put him in coffins till he meet the Lord with a heart wondering why the pearly gates won't open.
Now you ain't real, you don't kill, you ain't got them dollar bills. You just a lame trying to maintain in this hip-hop game. You ain't real, yo nigga, you don't kill, you ain't got them dollar bills. You just a lame trying to maintain in this hip-hop game.
These rappers coming out the woodworks, spit a good verse, but they don't know how the hood works. Catch them in the streets, they be shook worse than a hooker in a hood church. You say, why crooked I? Before rapping, I was a crook first. Got a nice chain, I might be clocking your neck. Then I hit a sweet lick, that's a flavor or a flavor. Got beef, I got 2 9s under my shirt, like a bitch pregnant with twins around the day before her labor. And if that same bitch treat a player like a neighbor, come give me some sugar, I'ma give her some nuts. That's a favor for a favor. I'm harder than before. Nigga, I'll Sun Tzu. I'm smart as the art of war. Gigantic guns, them the ones my heart adore. The way I describe my hammer, y'all probably just thought of Thor. Anybody could get it. Talk about killing niggas, you with it. Talk about killing cops and it's crickets.
Pussy. Now you ain't real. You don't kill. You ain't got them dollar bills. You just a lame trying to maintain in this hip-hop game. You ain't real. Yo, nigga, you don't kill. You ain't got them dollar bills.
Time is money, man.
You just a lame trying to maintain it.
Time is money.
We don't sleep, we stay hungry, can't go back in time. You better open your eyes. Started with nothing, so it's no discussion. You know we live for the grind. We live for the grind. Watch for one time, looking on the side. They try and get us inside. They try and get us inside. But I'm a rebel, kicking down the door. For my folks, I'ma ride. For my folks, I'ma ride. I had a vision of us as kings, not prisoners. Sitting in thrones, not whipping in the kitchen, bruh. Listen, bruh, I drop knowledge like a college student, but it's hard for you to interpret it if your mind is foolish. Meaning you're easily distracted. Try and write a verse, but these hoes got you trapped in. Boy, you better get out. If this was runs, you the type to sit out. Boss up, get your money high. Dummies live to stay fly, stay broke and wonder why. I'm just trying to land you some help, but first you gotta help out yourself. We don't sleep, we stay hungry, can't go back in time. You better open your eyes. Started with nothing, so it's no discussion. You know we live for the grind. We live for the grind. Watch for one time, lurking on the side. They try and get us inside. They try and get us inside. But I'm a rebel kicking down the door. For my folks, I'ma ride. For my folks, I'ma ride. Home alone like Macaulay Culkin. Drinking, thinking, do they want me to blow or in a coffin? If this is how you feel, let me know. I'll get the sparking. Now I don't touch guns or touch one for you. Now I don't bust guns or bust one for you. Thinking soul ain't gon' make it, that's $100 statement. I'm worth like 10 mil. Gotta know your potential before your operation flop. These fundamental essentials so crucial, it'll ruin your game. Ruin your game, fuck a lame. The Vic it out on TMZ and ruin your name. Left a stain in this dirty game that you swore to tame. Your soul, the money, your fame. Words of shame. We don't sleep, we stay hungry, can't go back in time. You better open your eyes. Started with nothing, so it's no discussion. You know we live for the grind. We live for the grind. Watch for one time, lurking on the side. They try and get us inside. They try and get us inside. But I'm a rebel kicking down the door. For my folks, I'ma ride. For my folks, I'ma ride. And this right here is bedtime for all you people with no grind. Got a call from the law like, nigga, it's your time. Go shine. Can't fold though, the fifth will get cocked with the blowhole. Strictly into my office to put me in the coffin. Prophet soul, never should I digress. Food for thought, I know at times it gets hard to digest. With stupid flows of bankroll, that's what you call progress. Contact, well, I'm presidential, no contact. There's no reception on the plane. You ask my destination, what I'm saying. On my way to heaven to get blessings in the rain. Cause earth is a mess, I swear it got me going insane. But we the only one to change it. We don't sleep, we stay hungry, can't go back in time. You better open your eyes. Started with nothing, so it's no discussion. You know we live for the grind. We live for the grind. Watch for one time, lurking on the side. They try and get us inside. They try and get us inside. But I'm a rebel kicking down the door. For my folks, I'ma ride. For my folks, I'ma ride. We don't sleep, we stay hungry, can't go back in time. You better open your eyes, started with nothing, so it's no discussion. You know we live for the grind. We live for the grind. Watch for one time, working on the side, they try and get us inside.
Remember me? You thought I calmed down. Nah, I'm still that brother who can paint that town. No booze, you lose. I'm the weekend warrior. How'd you eat in the alcohol? Man, I'm just warning ya. The Tasmanian devil of that party time. All play, no work, yeah, I'm about that life. They say, you're getting no double K, you need a chair. Almost 50 Henny out. Man, what you talking about? I'm a little George Clinton with the spatula, Keith Richardson. Friday night's over, now let the real fun begin. Drinking in the morning. It's kinda fun, especially on a Saturday. You got the business out the way. Now I'm about to go in for show. Turn that music up, I'm lighting all my fuses up. Some party cause it's cool, or they tryna follow a trend. I do it cause
what you like. Chris and Mike and a couple of friends on a Saturday night. And we don't judge, so you can relax and get it on and let it hang out. Up off the stereo, the beats bang out. Friends, music and food, a Saturday in a loop. From that Monday through Friday, monotony causing the blues. That shit'll test your sanity, so I speak with profanity. Let's get drunk and play a game of that cards against humanity. From these weekend warriors, chilling like white wine. Pine glasses in the freezer or a shot with the lime. You call it, I'm all in, balling for us as burritos or a pizza. Bring a couple of friends. Got a kindergarten teacher, a little league coach, and outside an older gentleman is smoking a roach. We all cool, no irony, just making fast friends because
the fun don't never happen here.
Saturday night is a party. Got kinda high and kinda drunk.
Saturday night is a party.
Go to my pockets full of money.
Saturday night is a party.
No one's in jail and drunk and shit.
Saturday night is a party.
What the
Saturday night, all the lights are bright. Saturday night.
Now, I'm not saying, believe you me, I'm not saying it's easy. But when you move, doing it yourself with your own blood, sweat, and tears, and you move 10,000 or 20,000 or 50,000 or however many units independently because of your vision and the team you put around you, is it a little more gratifying because it's you that's putting in all that hard work?
Yeah, absolutely. Because you don't have to worry about the middleman, taking things off of, taking this and taking that away from you. You building everything, you putting your own money in, and you answer to yourself, and you hiring your own team. So the push is harder, but at the end, it's much more lucrative because with the machines, they either try to own you, they either try to take too much from you, they try to lock you down for 5-6 years, putting different clauses in, but they make it easy for you in the beginning. But yeah, when you do it yourself, you got to have a team of people that really believe in you, that can see your vision and are patient and understand that, we doing this now, but in the long run, it's going to all pay off. So if you got people around you that believe, that it's on one accord, to believe in that vision of knowing it's going to pay off, things will flow much smoother as you get there.
So we got the one and only Swifty McVay of D12 fame and on Microphone Masters here on DubCNN.com. So with the album Grey Blood, it's going to be dropping soon. Now I will be remiss, and everybody would hate me to death if I didn't ask this. So what's the relationship like with you and M? Talk about that a little bit.
Yeah,
M,
cool, man. We brothers. We got brotherhood going on that will always be there. We always have a bond. And then on the flip side, he's rap partner / CEO. So, we got the brotherhood and you've got the CEO business part. But, he's somebody I can always go to and talk to and, ask for advice. And, every time we see each other, we always, manage to laugh and pull some jokes in. We never miss a beat. He's always willing to share wisdom. He pay attention to everything, everything. So which causes me to pay attention to everything. So, I can always count on, being around him when it comes to letting him hear music or talking, that he's gonna always point out something that I didn't point out or I didn't get to see, because he has that Dr. Dre ear. And once you have that Dr. Dre ear, man, that perfectionist buzz, flows right through you. Dr. Dre gave him the spirit of being a perfectionist. He gave every last one of us the spirit of being a perfectionist. So everything is fine and dandy with him. He's always working. He's a lab rat. He's always inspiring us to stay in the studio too.
I like that. So we're with Swifty McVay on Microphone Master. So let folks know how they can stay in touch with what you got going on. I know the album again is called Grey Blood. Let folks know, how they, what they can do to stay abreast of what's going on with Swifty McVay and support what you have going on, man.
Yeah, Grey Blood will be dropping on February the 3rd. Make sure y'all cop that. It got D12 on it. We got features with Slum Village. We got Detroit Song, Guilty Simpson. We got Kanava's cousin on the come up. His name B. Legendary Monica Blair, R&B singer, got a song on there with her. And I'm just trying to get into some different things, man. I've been dibble dabbing with the acting over the years, so plays, a lot of people don't know that I like doing plays.
Nice.
And movies too, but plays is another monster. If you mess up, you got to keep going. You can't let the crowd know. So I like challenges. So if I can go ahead and get into some more plays in the future, that'd be dope. And of course, movie roles or whatnot, because acting is a hidden talent. And a lot of people don't know I like to cook too. Cooking is a hidden talent of mine too. I'm not like Action Bronson, what's his name?
But
I do a little something,
Oh, but yeah.
Y'all
like
want to get in touch with me, man, y'all can get in touch with me by going to McVayD12. That's on Twitter, McVayD12. You can go to MCVAYD12 on Instagram, and on the Facebook, it is SwiftyD12 on the Facebook.
We definitely gonna have to have you back, man. We're gonna talk. We're gonna get into a little bit of the acting world and some cooking. I like that, man. I like that. So real quick before we get into some joints, and of course we're gonna get into some Swifty McVay stuff. What is your specialty when you're in the kitchen?
Well, you know what, man? I used to dibble dabble with everything, but I turned pescatarian / vegetarian the last 3.5 years.
Okay.
So, you know, I don't really get down as far as the meat factor.
That's okay. That's okay, man. Whatever. It could be just as good. I think people have that misconception that if they leave that world, so to speak, or even if they try to have an alternative dining experience, that it can be just as good. So yeah, share what your, you know, when you get down, what's your favorite, you know, vegetarian meal?
Let me see. You know, I'm real simple. I've been real simple on it, man. I know how to make some vegetarian egg rolls.
Okay.
You know, I can get down on that. You know, but see me, I'm you know, since I started going to do a vegetarian, the only thing I might mess with is fish. But I eat real simple, man. I might just do some cabbage with some black-eyed peas with some butter squash type person. You know what I'm saying? Real simple. Simple
like
but
that.
Flavorful, you know what I'm saying? But back in my meat cooking days, I used to cook a mean chicken croquette. See, a lot of people be up on the salmon croquettes, but they don't know nothing about them chicken croquettes. I put a little twist on it. People were looking like, damn, what, chicken croquettes? I'm like, yeah, chicken croquettes, which is dope. That was like one of my, you know, my family's favorite dishes, you know what I'm saying?
I like that.
But I can pretty much dibble dabble everything, but that's something that was totally different from the norm that I used to cook all the time. You know.
The one and only Swifty McVeigh, you know what I'm saying? So he's a man of wears many hats, a man of many talents. We're going to get into some stuff. You listen to Microphone Masters on Doug.
I was born disturbed in a city where niggas murder who don't deserve it. Phonies and perverts, military colonels with shattered nerves that do anything to hurt you. Kids with no curfews are staying out at night for as long as they want to. And fucking in their parents' faces, what you going to do? It's a dark cloud, ain't got to be outsiders. Even in the house, it'll follow your spouse, turn her mouth to the fire. The smile that ever walked down the aisle with you. Fuck the vials they threw. Crocodiles will hunt your ass down. Pull you over just to snatch you out with a coke and a smile. Slip drugs in your glove compartment. Take you down to the station and beat you when no one's around. I done found my peace, but not in my spirit. Under the mattress, I grab it and pile these streets with bodies. I'm a walking target. As a kid, I've been swimming in sin. I live. I've been dwelling in the lion's den, getting bit with no end. Prostitutes and drug dealers, slugs that plug niggas. I dump your body and sweep it under the rug. I'm with a pack of goblins that have no conscience. They make they paper just for ransom and hostages. Dancing with the devil is their daily hobby. In broad day to snatch your gay, making it obvious. Fuck a communist, I can watch a house blow up and watch the niggas that did it roast a marshmallow. Running up in hospitals just to finish the job and put a slug through security guards. It's nothing worse than hanging with a squad that don't believe in God and they care less by waking up tomorrow. They thoughts is foul, they forgot how to smile. Toothless can give two shits by killing a child. Niggas stay in the house, but they scared as shit. Sleeping in tubs to avoid the slugs, but they forget that AKs can eat through bricks. So they kick in the door to finish the hit. Shark fins are heartless, whether you innocent or Mark Ford. I got a gothic mind state, niggas take it, they don't ask for it. Baskets with some boric acid, you talk trash and they'll roar. With gas, it's the same face. I'm running out quick with a collection plate. Bitches get raped in alleys by punks with families. In broad day, you find them slumped in a Denali. Brings in a back seat, sitting in the lap of a motherfucker that didn't even know that they had beef. The only way you identify them is by the teeth. The murderer's at the funeral in the aisle, half sleep. And the police, they don't even come after them, ignoring their radio, laughing, eating sandwiches. I know bad since at a foot, sweep your madam. Even if she wore an amputee, they getting at her. It don't matter who the fuck backing you. These savages react when no plan of attack. They body bagging you, dump you in a river. They drug abusers that can't handle their liquor. Some ignorant niggas, atheists that was born in hatred. If you ask them why, they don't say shit. Got niggas that'll rob you naked and they don't even set trip. They'll smash your casket with a bat and yell everybody strip. They'll leave that bitch with your grip, throw a cocktail and then dip.
Bang out. for the cause, ride or die for my dogs. Day one's behind the wall, this for y'all. Fuck what them critics say, A-Day, I'm still in the L.A.B. What they know about me, I spit lyrics on how I'm living and what I've been through. Raised in the gutter, California looking simple. Yeah, I keep my mind open, eyes open on me though. Never trust a soul breathing, niggas working with them people like it's legal. Feisty and I always got the burner tuck. Light skinned is headed up, never really gave a fuck. Story of a hustler, on his way to make it out. Niggas doubted on me for a minute, say I sat around. Shit, I'm steady fighting with these demons when I'm sleeping. Waking up to niggas' faces that I killed last week and I asked for forgiveness when them shots rang out. That automatic came out, left them niggas laid out on mamas.
Hopped out, leave them niggas laid out. Pull up where you hang out. That automatic bang out, now bang out, bang out. All the homies bang out, bang out, bang out. All the homies bang out.
Hopped out, leave me stressed out. Where you hang out, don't make me pull that thing out. That automatic bang out, now bang out, bang out. All the homies bang out, bang out, bang out. All the homies bang out.
All black hoodie, black gloves, black tech nine. Niggas gon' catch fire, ever try to test my wildest ambition. Don't get stabbed in your kidney, plus you flinching. When it come time to move, I can sense it. Use a bitch made nigga, real killers in the flesh. All riders round here, put the city on my neck. So to the death, I'ma bleed these whack rappers, so who next? I survived more shootouts than a Vietnam vet on my mama. Real California riders trying to be a godfather head nigga. Tie mobster to provide the whole set, cause it ain't that many left. Yeah, I started from the gutter, so I feel I'm on my shit. Rap dreams turn to rap kings, committed to the throne. Hold your own, little nigga. Never trust a fucking soul. All he seen was fire flaming when them shots rang out. That automatic came out, left them niggas laid out on mamas.
See, you are what you are in this world. That's either one or two things. Either you're somebody, or you're nobody. Be right back.
I like that. I like that a lot right there. I like the message behind that, man.
这个太酷了，你应该把这个调大点。 Lex so dope.
I got the wows,
style.
I got the wows,
style.
I got the wows, style. I got the
wows, style.
I got the wows.
Let's try this, Lex.
Been a hotel, Mark. Got the wows, style. I got the wows, wows.
This is dedicated to my niggas losing focus. The money isn't coming fast enough, it's seeming hopeless. Was reminiscing while I wrote this. Was never trying to be Sosa, but my focus was supplying most of your dopeness. If Tony fucks me, I bring the ugly to his mansion heavy. My team is expansion ready. Surgical precision during operations. Dock my hands to steady scalpels and machetes. Chopped the sample Chevy stock and fully loaded with them. Plasma rifles, dirty hammers in them phases. So you can catch a shell or catch them lasers. Independent hustle with no favors, just a bunch of bars on composition, notebook papers, bring and beef the majors. Let the metal settle scores even, odd numbers out the magazine. Inside the Nina steaming, God scheming, while I'm squeezing at the demons that are fleeing from the cipher. Divine intervention, I still praise the one that they neglect to mention.
Got the wow,
I like that. Just turn the bass down a little bit, turn the bass down a little bit in my headphones.
Wow, style, got the wow. Who's been a hotel, Mark, got the wow.
There we go.
Wow, wow, style, got the wow.
Yeah, that feels much better right there.
Wow, style, got the wow. Wow, wow, style, got the wow.
Yo, physical manifestation of thoughts twisted with the force gifted. Jedi force lifted off the kryptonite. Don't believe I'm cooking something up inside of space. My nigga hit the pipe. I can guarantee a trip tonight. Born to die, so I live to fight. Missed him with the left and caught him with the right. Punches ever flowing when I grip the mic. Y'all don't wanna get pounded. I leave a nigga grounded like he missed a flight. Terminal P, rough turbulence. Make the flyer's brother on your squad tuck his chain. Let them needles touch your vein. Take you on another plane of understanding. The most potent rapper in the game, flow a similar decay. I can numb away the pain before the landing. And anytime I got you, 24 hours and 7 days. Instead of fantasizing about heaven's ways, let's take a trip on the wings. I could take you higher than you've ever been. Guarantee you never find a better pen. All aboard,
I got
all
the wows,
all aboard.
Wows,
right, just like
wows,
that.
Style, I got the wows.
Don't bring the
wows,
beat until I tell
wows,
you to.
Style, I got the wows. Wows, wows, style, I got the wows. Always been a
bring it back.
Mark, got the wows. Wow, wow, style, got the wow. Wow, wow, style, got the wow. Wow, wow, style, got the wow. Who's been a hotel, Mark, got the wow.
Yeah, I like this one a lot.
Wow, style, got the wow. Wow, wow, style, got the wow. Wow, wow, style, got the wow. Who's been
in the hotel, Mark? Where's my money? Red Top gave you the package. He spoke and handed me my money. There's a jar right here, 20%.
You got the jar?
That's right.
Get the fuck out of here, friend. Oh!
What you gonna do?
What the fuck you gonna do, friend? Huh? You gonna shoot me in front of everybody? Huh?
Stay the fuck up off the flowers. I represent the land of acid rain and lead showers. A shade darker than your fantasy during the latest hours. Telekinesis and telepathy, the greatest powers. I move the mind, but at the same time, I read your thoughts. My rapping battles and the massacres of all sorts. Rebuttals and onslaughts. Keep the ball running like fast breaks on four courts. Got a mean jumper with them. I never floss, rather give it back to my people. Diamonds and linen, fast cars and faster women. Who the fuck I'm supposed to follow when the church is foul and the pastor sending? I ask opinion on the humble. You talking revolution, but you scared to rumble. If we don't stand,
you are listening to Microphone Masters on DoveCNN.com. Again, thanks to Swifty McVeigh for stopping by for a little bit here on Microphone Masters. Make sure you stay in touch with what we have going on here at Microphone Masters. You can follow the host at Javon Love, JAVONLUV. Star Saxon is at Star Saxon. That's two R's and three X's. We are on Twitter at Mike Masters Radio. We are on Instagram at Microphone Masters. Facebook is facebook.com/Microphone Masters Radio. So we're gonna get back into it. We got a few songs I wanna bring to you. One of them I had to bring last week. We played it on our other show that we do. It Mr. Me Too. I think Star Saxon. I don't know if you did you watch that documentary on gosh, why do I forget it? No Malice.
The Hip Hop
Gear documentary on Netflix. I watched it a couple of weeks ago, and so I was thinking of it the same time as you. That's what I was thinking about hitting you up to send to me or see if you could hunt down, and then you put it on that list. So we got Clips, Mr. Me Too. We got Joey Badass, Paper Trails. So we got Clips, we got Joey Badass. We're going to come back with the last call. You are listening to Microphone Masters on DoveCNN.com.
Come on with it. Star Trek. Niggas is haters, I'm doing deals like the majors. Ice cream sneakers, I signed my first skater. So you could pay three and buy yourself some Babesters. Bulletproof on the t-shirts because they hate us. Dude like Snoop say, step your game up. Double deck a boat, nigga, Mediterranean up. D-class, ask your cuts, tuck your chain up. Liberace fingers, niggas hit Lorraine up. Just last week I was out in Aspen. Me and Puff hopping off the plane, both us laughing. Week before that I was out in Italy. Entire heartthrobs could not get rid of me. Up and down a telecrib, me and like 10 hoes. Call from the cell phone, give me that info. I know what you're thinking, yeah, me too. Okay, everybody meet Mr. Me Too.
Been 2 years like I was paddy wagon cruising. Streets was yours, your dunce capping and kazooing. I was just assuming you keep the coke moving. But I got one question, what fuck y'all been doing? Pyrex stirs turned into Cavalli furs. The full length cat when I wave the kitty purrs. All my niggas caked up, selling gray and beige dust. Had that money right, I'll end up in the trunk taped up. We don't chase a duck, we only race for bucks. Peel money rolls till our thumbs get the paper cuts. Chill retardo, South Beach Gallardo. Teal started up, go brrr like the snarl. Woman, if you love me, please let me know. Tie rags round your neck and learn the sets we throw. These are the days of our lives, and I'm sorry to the fans, but them crackers won't play a fair job. I know, yep, yeah, you too. Okay, we get it, yep, yeah, you too. I know, yep, yeah, you too. Okay, everybody meet Mr. Me Too. I know, yep, yeah, you too. Okay, we get it, yep, yeah, you too. I know, yep, yeah, you too. Okay, everybody meet Mr. Me Too.
I know what you're thinking, why I call you Me Too. Cause everything I say I got, you say Me Too. I say I got a Benz and you say Me Too. You hanging out the window so they could see you, but you ain't hanging out the window when you in that G2 or that G3 or G4 like we do.
Want to know the time, better clock us. Niggas bite the style from the shoes to the watches. We cloud hoppers, tailor suits like we mobsters. Break down keys in the dimes and sell them like gobstoppers. Who gon' stop us? Not a goddamn one of ya. Mean with the re-up, nigga, we street tumblers. Ivory white, yeah, that's the same color of a Zord, nigga.
best believe it's the Mulliner. Take no prisoners, rap niggas are whisperers. Choke on your own spit just as soon as you mention us. Champagne corks is kicked by Louis Sportson. Keep my hoes in Pooch and Charles Jordan. Copy chrome and touchscreen component. Mink on the floor, make you hot, don't it? You don't wanna know what the fuck I spent on it. Tomorrow ain't promised, so we live for the moment.
I know, yep, yeah, you too. Okay, we get it, yep, yeah, you too. I know, yep, yeah, you too. Okay, everybody meet Mr. Me Too. I know, yep, yeah, you too. Okay, we get it, yep, yeah, you too. I know, yep, yeah, you too. Okay, everybody meet Mr. Me Too.
Money. Before the money there was love, but before the money it was tough. There came the money through a plug. It's a shame to say enough, yo. Sitting back plotting, jotting information on my nation. Really started from the bottom, boycotting. But they still planting plantations, we keep buying it. Close-minded man, products higher than the prices on your products. And Balenciagas, balance my soccer with the Henny Agua. Me and my niggas trying to eat you pussies empanada. The flow like plenty lava, with just a penny I can multiply my worth and make you work for me for 20 hours. I swear these niggas love to copy, thanks for listening. Nigga, they been the same since Biggie smacked me at my christening. Watch what you dishing in, please play your safe. Cause your position on the top is switching right in front of your face. Rocket wide in space with rhymes up busting out. Keep ducking down, got some missiles now, headed for your house. So put the pistols down, got that red dot on your nose. Who put the clown out like jaws like a blue nose? Foes, keep your mouth closed or you can see the soap, nah. I got connections, you're guaranteed to see closed doors. You hear that underground soap, nah. The way I flows, to switch them, the pros been on a mission. Listen, into the chamber, get hyperbolic. They raising max, I raise stakes to keep them brolic. My bitches is macro crime. Cosmic, past the chronic, the master sonics is light years above your conscious, your novice. But I got notes that strike nerves. I promise your minds ain't sharp like my swerves. So cut the BS and don't worry where my jeans is. And BS, your bitch a genius, learn from my penis. I got dreams selling arenas and breaking brackets. Tennis racket while I'm cracking a Serena. Goddamn, God bless the heaven that sent you. But now I'm breezing out, baby, cause my wrench too. Shit is really real out here. I said shit is really real out here. It ain't easy, yeah, easy. Just trying to get a deal out here. Word.
Money ain't a thing if I got it.
I'm screaming cream, who fuckin' with the rat supreme? Joey bad and big print, came to collect the green. I got a dollar and a dream, know what I mean? And I gotta get my mama off the scene. I'm screaming green, who fuckin' with the rat supreme? Joey bad and big print, came to collect the green. I got a dollar and a dream, know what I mean? And I gotta get my mama off the scene.
Joey badass, badass.
Cash ruin everything around me. Cash ruin everything around me. Me. Cash ruin everything around me. Most signs to no major, of no wager. Money ain't a thing. They say money is the root of all evil. I see money is the root of all people. Cause we all follow paper trails. And everybody gotta pay their bills, pay their bills. It ain't easy pay. They say money is the root of all evil. I see money is the root of all people. Cause we all follow paper trails. And everybody gotta pay their bills, pay their bills. Hey, it's the dollar bill, y'all. It's the dollar bills. It's the dollar bill that kills y'all.
You are listening to Microphone Masters on DubCNN.com. We have come to that part of the show that we like to call Last Call. Again, thanks to Swifty McVeigh for stopping by. We're going to leave you with Blue and Not, please, featuring Teray and a couple of other artists on there. It's called Titans in the Flesh, a real dope cut. But we have come to that part. I want to hear Star Saxon's last word. For me, my last word is, I'll say it's a phrase, be careful what you wish for. Because this week, LeBron James is starting to pout a little bit. You hear about a trade, a possible trade where Carmelo Anthony was proposed to come to the Cavaliers, and the Cavaliers haven't jumped on that. And LeBron James is upset because he wants more help, even though they're spending $128 million this year, so they're way over the salary cap. And all of that was a result of the one-year deals that LeBron James kept signing. And then he signs 2 years, and he still wants the same control. You don't have the same control because you signed a two-year deal, so you don't have the same type of leverage. You still are the best player in the game, but be careful what you wish for when you get all these players, and then you have players start to break down, and you have some older players, yeah, and all these different things. You want everything. You want your cake, and you want to eat it too. and that doesn't always happen, Mr. LeBron James. So be careful what you wish for. Star Saxon, it's on you.
Jay, 2017, yep. January. There's a lot of hot movies about to drop this year.
Yeah.
But they sent up the fucking bat signal earlier this week on the hottest movie of the year. I don't know if you got the drop on it, but we got a title for the new Star Wars.
I heard about that, yes. Okay.
Star Wars Episode 8, The Last Jedi.
Yeah.
I love the title. I love the title.
Yeah.
Just give me my $10 right now. I'm going to be in line. I waited in line and watched this Rogue One shit in the rain. So, rain, sleet, or snow, you know I'm going to be in line for The Last Jedi. Because to me, all that means is that we finally get to see Luke Skywalker unleashed fucking niggas up. Right?
Right.
All right. So, we did a little nerd research, found out that in The Force Awakens, in the opening crawl, they refer to Luke Skywalker in written print as The Last Jedi. So, if you're a naysayer who believes that The Last Jedi is going to be Rey, or you're somebody who just doesn't believe shit stinks, I'm telling you, this movie is about Luke Skywalker. Now, what scares me is the title is also The Last Jedi, which means
right. My
boy could possibly fucking die, thereby leaving Rey as being The Last Jedi. Now, I can see this happening because I'm starting to realize now between the casting of Rogue One, where we are with who technically the lead is in this new trilogy for episodes 7, 8, 9. I'm starting to see, man, Disney might have fucking sold us a bag of nothing, man. This might have just been an excuse just to make another motherfucking princess, dude. I'm starting to see this Rey character morphing into another Disney princess like Ariel and Little Mermaid or Pocahontas. You know what I mean? You feel me?
Yeah.
So, I love the title of The Last Jedi. To me, that literally means we're finally going to see Luke Skywalker do his thing, but I'm fearful that they're going to kill my man off in the end, leaving us with Warrior Princess Rey for the final movie, and I'm not really that invested in her as a character yet. Last words? Last Jedi.
And that's how we do it. On behalf of Star Saxon, and special thanks to Swifty McVeigh for stopping through, I am Jay Love. You have been listening to Microphone Masters. Tell a friend to tell a friend. This is Microphone Masters on dubcnn.com. Until next time, you can...
I advise you not to stand beside her. Native tongue, surprise I didn't sign the tribe. You trying to block me out my blind side, mind's out, why try? Wise guy, you got it made, special egg. But not that special bus, that special bed, oh yeah. She knew the land, she was the extra special head. I'm counting bread baskets, we brownies trying to out-rap you. You put that pencil on that pistol, boy, that let it catch you. Bad combo, lettuce and ketchup, let us catch you slipping. Red crippin', my nigga, you color purple. Oh yeah, you old for Winfrey. I'm Boosberg, I squirt the mustard on ya. Old Da Vinci, old Da Vinci, I must smirk you. Steve Urkel blowing weed circles. You couldn't imagine if I unmasked true virtue. Forever blue and you forever blow. Just cause you let us know you next to blue, I'm still forever blue. Red carpet, still they let us through. Oh yeah, we tailor too. Oh yeah, except the shoe and gator boots. Chuck T's only. Crush these phonies. They don't want beef now. Nah. They lunch meat bologna. We sitting on cheese like pepperoni. Except it's only one true master of the ceremony.
Big giants, man. Word up.
You can't compare to the status right here.
Naturally, I'm a comic, but naturally born psychotic. Highly skilled, constantly built like the mutants in Marvel Comics. Bishop mixed with Forge, cannons like Valley Forge. American Revolution, yeah, Comrade George. Every line I rhyme is mine, my signature's never forged. Cause no matter how rich you get, respects you can't afford. No flux capacitor, so the past I pass, always moving forward. Visionary, yes, very, but my abilities tend to vary. Edgar Casey, Ramanujan, let's sleep with more solutions. Before I jump, I yell Geronimo, rap. I'm with the movement, give praise to the last poets. Reference points to what I'm doing. Rappers say they gotta move it, no pal, that's just your bowels moving. Don't talk moving unless you're ill in the ghetto with some home improvement. Feeding the babies, feeding the schools, and making a change on the daily. Say you love your hood, but you're not the nigga, you sound crazy. John Steps, my stride, nigga, always remains ginormous. Can hop, skip, and see all sides of the world's four corners. Make a gargantuan Goliath like the Nephilim. Godly, we Titans and Anunnaki, modern Olympians. Looming over your city like the Jackson 5, but bigger, no glitter.
up, pour palms of pain. Rivers of acts of grain on you niggas.
Can you feel it? Nothing can save ya.
Big giants, man. Word up.
On the next level.
Pay homage, acknowledge the best.
Let's get to it. Bring them the best music. Beautifully blessed bars you can blast in a brown Buick. Asking the rats who is the truest of all. The mirror said it's tall, Reezy. Then it fell off the wall. I never fell off at all. I fell back to record until the IA logo from Commissioner Gordon shine in my city. Ain't really been no shine in my city since the nigga Blue Trav after signing with Diddy. Straight out the gutter like Britney. Had nothing like Whitney, so fuck faith like a Biggie. Let's get rich and in 50 or die trying. If y'all shit the truth, then try lying. If they don't ride for you, then try driving. Shots firing at anybody feeling some type of way. Sincerely yours, nigga, Rich Homie Ray. Listen, without hyping in the press, when I write, bring them to rest. To Ray, sky suit blue with titans in the flesh.
Big giants, man, word up.
Living legend, spit fire, supply you the holy vivid like I'm stretching the talk. And provided the only difference is the steps on the ball. I rap like if you was tying up and catching your arm. My timing is roly driven, not a second will pause. Wait for it, you listen to me with your browser going. Where Google is cliff notes and you read with your mouth open. Like, oh, I get it now. Throwing a triple round, it's like three meanings and three reasons to king them now. They say the crown is weighty but worth it if it should take me where I know that I've been at. But perhaps they gotta rate me. And when putting them rankings together, they know the daily is me and four others single-handedly place me. But still, from the side of the street where iron speaks and pussy still falls out the sky like I'm a sheik. The makings of a king and a scully forevermore. The titans on the run for this money like Eddie Judge. One time.
Big giants, man, word up.
Legendary worldwide.
Big giants, man, word up.
Making big moves, never faking moves.
Big giants. Big giants. Giants.